If you've ever been charged with a crime in Alaska, it's documented in an online database called CourtView that anyone can check. Landlords use it, employers use it. Some people even use it while dating to see if their romantic partner has a criminal history. Soon, those searches could be limited to only cases where a guilty verdict has been reached. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
Senator Fred Dyson's bill would make it so all criminal cases that result in a dismissal or an acquittal are considered confidential. They won't appear on the internet and you won't be able to access them at the courthouse unless you are a state worker who deals with child welfare. The Eagle River Republican presented it on the Senate floor as a justice issue.
This one is about amendments 4 and 5. Privacy and due process.
The rationale behind the bill is simple. If a jury does not find a person guilty of a crime, then that person should not be punished by the court of public opinion. The bill received broad support, passing on an 18-1 vote. Anchorage Democrat Hollis French, a former prosecutor, was the lone opponent. He says that in a state with such high levels of sexual assault and domestic violence, crimes that are difficult to convict, the legislature should err on the side of transparency in criminal cases.
Just say there's 1,000 assaults in a year. Out of those, you probably get 250 arrests, and out of those, you get 200 convictions. Well, what happens to all that information about those assaults? Neighbors will hear the screams and the cry, right? The children will see the bloody eyes. But what happens to that information? I'm not saying you have to report everything, but I think you have to be very careful when you start closing off public information.
The bill will now go to the House for consideration. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.